bringing you what is old and what is new from the storehouse of God. Welcome to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Jeremiah. Fly for safety, men of Benjamin, fly from Jerusalem. Blow the trumpet in Tekoa, light the beacon on Beth Hakerem, for trouble is looming out of the north. Aye, fell disaster. Is it a meadow fair, the higher slopes of Sion? Yet shepherds grim are bringing flocks and pitching tents around, as though they owned the ground. Open the campaign, they cry. Come on, let us attack at noon. Pity the day is declining, the shadows are lengthening. Come on, let us attack by night and wreck her palaces. For these are the orders from the Lord of hosts. Cut down the trees of the country. Set siege mounds up against Jerusalem. Ah, the false city, harboring only oppression. She keeps her evil deeds fresh, as a cistern keeps its water. Sounds rise from her outrage and oppression. I am always seeing wounds and blows. Take warning, O Jerusalem, or I will break with you, or I will lay you waste and leave you uninhabited. Go over what is left of Israel's vineyard. Scan her as a gardener scans twig after twig. Is there a man whom I can warn and make him listen? No, this people's ears are stopped. They never heed me. Why, the Eternal's word is a disgust to them and no delight. So I am pent up with my wrath, weary of holding it in. Vent it I must, on children in the street, on gatherings of young men. Husband and wife shall be seized together, old folk and middle-aged. Their houses shall be turned over to strangers, their wives along with their lands. For high and low alike are all greedy for gain. Prophet and priest alike are all deceitful, treating the wounds of my people slightly and lightly, saying, all's well, all's well, when all is not well. Are they ashamed at their abominable deeds? Not they, they know not how to blush. Therefore they shall fall among the fallen, collapsing when I punish them, says the Eternal. Stand at the crossroads, the Eternal said, and look for the old path. Ask for the good road and take it. So shall you be safe and prosper. But they said, we will not take it. I posted sentinels for them. I bade them listen to the trumpet blast. They said, we will not listen. Hear them, O heavens, bear witness against them. Hear, O earth, for I bring evil on this people, the outcome of their apostasy, since they would not heed my words, and my directions they rejected. What care I for incense that you bring from Sheba, or perfume fetched from lands afar? I will not accept your offerings. I have no pleasure in your sacrifices. Therefore, it is the Eternal's word. I lay stumbling blocks before this people. Father and son shall both trip over them. Neighbor and friend shall perish. Here is the Eternal's word. A people is coming out of the northland, a power stirring from the far ends of the earth. Bow and javelin they seize. They are cruel, pitiless. Their din is like the roaring sea. They ride on horses, mustering like one man, to fight you, Maiden Sion. We have heard the news and our hands are limp. Panic has seized us, pain like a woman's in travail. Then venture not into the country, walk not on the road, for the foe has a sword and terror is abroad. Gird on sackcloth, my daughter, my people, sprinkle yourselves with ashes. Mourn as for an only son. lamenting bitterly, for suddenly the spoiler falls upon you. I have made you an assayer for my folk, to learn and assay their life. Rebellious creatures, all of them, slandering me up and down. Base metal, all of them, wholly depraved. The bellows makes a blast, the fire consumes the lead, but vain is it to smelt them, for the slag cannot be purged away. Refuse silver is their name, for the Eternal refuses to have them. You've been listening to the Message and Counsel of God from the book of Jeremiah.